Good morning. The title of my talk today is Addressing Cancer Survivorship in Maine. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Prashant Mittal and Jessica Schaefer. We have no conflicts of interest to disclose. Maine has consistently had significantly higher cancer death and incidence rates than the U.S. in recent years, with some of the highest rates among states. The Maine Comprehensive Cancer Control Program wanted more information on cancer survivorship in Maine for planning efforts to improve health in this population. In the Maine 2011 and 2012 BRF Assess, there were two questions asked on cancer history, one about skin cancer and the other about other types of cancer. In this presentation, cancer survivors are defined as those answering yes to either or both of those questions. We modeled much of our analysis after the MMWR on demographic characteristics and health behaviors among adult cancer survivors that came out in 2012. We used SAS Survey Proc for all analyses, and data are weighted. Our findings. In 2012, 6% of Maine adults reported a history of skin cancer, and 7% a history of some other cancer, about the same as in the U.S. Combined, 12% of Maine adults were cancer survivors, reporting either skin cancer history or other cancer history, or a history of both. Compared to all other Maine adults, cancer survivors were significantly more likely to be female, to be 75 years of age or older, to have health insurance, and to have Medicare as their primary insurance. I want to point this one out again. In the following data I am about to show you are not adjusted for age, so certainly the older age of Maine cancer survivors should be considered in interpreting these results. In this and the following charts, the percentages for Maine cancer survivors are in the dark blue, and those for all other Maine adults are in light gray. Maine cancer survivors were significantly less likely than other Maine adults to be current cigarette smokers, use any tobacco, or engage in heavy or binge drinking. There were no significant differences in the prevalence of physical activity, eating fruits and vegetables, or obesity. Looking at the presence of other chronic diseases, Maine cancer survivors were significantly more likely to have one or more other chronic diseases compared to all other Maine adults. In fact, Maine cancer survivors were significantly more likely to have each of the chronic conditions shown here, with the exception of current depression. We looked at a few quality of life measures and found that cancer survivors were no more likely to report 14 or more poor mental health days in the past month than other Maine adults, but were significantly more likely to report poor physical health, with more than 1 in 5 reporting 14 or more poor physical health days in the past month, 14 or more days of poor physical or mental health that affected usual activities in the past month, and fair or poor general health. Maine cancer survivors were significantly more likely to be up to date with appropriate cervical and colorectal cancer screening than other Maine adults. Breast cancer screening was somewhat higher among Maine cancer survivors, though not statistically significant. In conclusion, more than 1 in 10 Maine adults are cancer survivors. Maine cancer survivors are more likely to be female, be older, have health insurance, and have Medicare than all other Maine adults. Many Maine cancer survivors had one or more other chronic conditions and poor physical health, but they were not more likely to report current depression or 14 or more poor mental health days in the past month. Some risk factors and screening measures were better among cancer survivors than other adults. And cancer survivors were more likely than other adults to be up to date with appropriate cervical and colorectal cancer screening. However, many survivors still use tobacco, do not get enough physical activity, are obese, and are not up to date with appropriate breast and colorectal cancer screening. So we do see room for improvement here. Limitations: there were no age adjustment or multivariable analyses done. And as I mentioned before, cancer survivors were more likely to be older. This was in line with our purpose of a more descriptive analysis to look at this population and is a potential next step to explore specific issues. These are self-reported data. The institutionalized and those who cannot communicate over the phone are not interviewed. And it's possible that cancer survivors who survive longer may be more likely to be surveyed. Next steps, we are finalizing a report with more comprehensive data for state publication, including analyses broken out by type of cancer. And the Maine Comprehensive Cancer Control Program will be using these data to design efforts to promote health, survival, and quality of life among cancer survivors in Maine. Thank you very much.
We have time for one question, if anybody has any questions. I guess I'll go ahead and ask
sure.
a question about including skin cancer was involved in your decision to include that.
Yes, unfortunately, we don't really like the BRFSS questions, and we're kind of stuck with them. Because the way they ask it, so we did break it out, and I just didn't have time to show it today. So there were some differences between people who reported skin cancer and those who reported any other types of cancer. There weren't as many as you might think in terms of the patterns that we saw were not all that different. There were a few differences. Unfortunately, you know, skin cancers, there's different kinds of skin cancers, melanoma being much more serious, and they don't ask about that specifically. So we're kind of stuck with these questions right now. And you know, maybe we need to have a larger discussion about if we want to be looking at cancer history on the BRFSS, are these the right questions to be using?
Thank you.